Well, I already have boots agent at TurboStream. So, according to McColgan, we're all lazy. Well, not all of us. I think I found out the reason why, actually. So, I'm just driving back from my local big out-of-town shopping centre, mall, call it what you will. And I was interested to observe either the layout of the shopping centre itself and also the people in it. I'm doing one of my lots of people watch, and one thing I noticed was everything is done for you in these modern stores, these modern shopping complexes. So I got out of the car and I've walked up to the entrance, and there's an escalator, no stairs, no doors. So that's my first choice taken away from me. I haven't got the choice of the stairs if I want it or not. So I've actually walked up the escalator, trying to get a little bit of exercise. And I'm then presented with a small foyer, and there's a set of doors there. They're automatic. There's two sets of doors, and you go in, and the first one opens, then the second one opens. So the first thing I thought I'd do, I'll use the facilities. So I went to the toilet, and so you come to wash your hands, and the soap dispenser is automatic. There's no lever to push or anything like that. And then you find out when you come to operate the tap, that's automatic. There's a sensor on that. So that's another choice taken away from me. Hand dryer was automatic. There's no doors on the toilet. You go for like a, you kind of go in and turn left. So that's another choice. There's nothing to do there. And then you come back out and you realise that there's one in the whole shopping mall. It's quite a big one. It's the local. It's called the Maryhill Centre in the Black Country. A place called Maryhill. Used to be built on an old steelworks, I think. The Round Oak Steelworks, it was called. And everywhere there's escalators. I found one set of stairs, which I went up and down. So all the choices that you would take for granted have been taken away. So instantly I've become lazy today because I've not been able to do anything manually. It's all been decided for me. And of course, then you've got all the eating places that you walk past, and it's, I don't know, 5 or 10 places where you can buy cookies and smoothies and stuff. And there's some of you handing out pretzels, and there was another bar selling all sorts of snacks and drinks and stuff. There was a nail bar there for McColgan, and I've no doubt there was a barber's. There was an instant sewing place. If you wanted to get something sewn up, they would do it while you wait. Everything's while you wait, isn't it? And all the fast food joints in there. There's 4 or 5 different brands of fast food joint you can walk in. I went into McDonald's to buy a coffee, and that was pretty much instant service because there was nobody in there. Again, that was presented to me. What did I want? Just a white coffee, please. That took about 30 seconds to be served. I didn't even have to enter my PIN number into the card reader, because it's now got one of these contactless payment systems, so you just offer your card up to the machine and it takes the money off. So everything, all those choices that we once had and took for granted have now been taken away from us. And I think that is the problem. We don't have the desire anymore to do anything manually. So I found the one set of stairs in the place, and I was quite glad of walking up and down them. And it reminds me of a story my uncle tells me about my great grandfather. He was maintenance in the Roundtree's chocolate factory in York. Coco engine fitter, whether that's to do with the plant or the steam trains, what I don't know. And I mean, he's been dead, what, 50, 60 years, but when my uncle and my mum were a child, he lived with their parents, that's my grandmother and grandfather, and sometime in the 1950s, a new washing machine was installed in the kitchen, one of these old-fashioned twin-tub washing machines with a... I remember that as a child going up to York, seeing this twin-tub washing machine. And apparently when this washing machine was installed, he came down from his room. He was probably in his late 60s or early 70s, I suppose he was retired. And the first thing he said was, these newfangled machines encourage idleness. And apparently they're all miserable old sod as well. And I thought, well, that was in the 50s. And I suppose he was used to washing by hand in a big sink or a tub and then the old mangle. So I think this laziness thing has been going on for, well, probably ever since the dawn of mankind, I suppose. Each generation, it gets better, doesn't it? Each generation has less to do, so where it all end, who knows? But I think he's right, though. We are getting lazy. I mean, I was watching all the people in the shopping centre today, and I would say at least 50%. The people walking around were grossly overweight, and I saw a few overweight people eating burgers and things. And then this is the problem, isn't it? Everything's presented to us, fast food and stuff. It's easy just to go into a fast food joint and having your burger and your fries and your drink. So there's your daily fat and sugar allowance all in one meal. Yeah, so I like to people watch. I'll sit in the McDonald's at the window seat just watching the people come past, observing. Yeah, so that's my take on the modern laziness generation. So once again, thanks for listening. And I'll catch you in the next audio boom.